praise just hanging around in this place. I feel like there's some praise that needs to go up to God. I'm just wondering, just before I bring the word, if we can just stand to our feet. I feel that somebody just needs to praise God in this place. You know, there's power in praise.
God, we are ready for you to move among us. We are ready for you to do great and awesome things, Lord, because we know that you are here. We know that you are in this place. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take your place in this service. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, may bodies be healed. Even as I speak, may bodies be healed. May somebody be delivered. Even as I speak your word, God, may salvation come. In the name of Jesus. Your word is power. Your word has life. Your word shall not return to you void, but it shall accomplish that to which you're sending it. Send your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give Jesus a clap of praise. Come on. Give him a clap of praise. He's a mighty God. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. My daughter tells me that I had half an hour. So, I have half an hour. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 8 to 9. Ezekiel 20, good to see you, Sensi and Junior. God bless you and the babies. Amen. Ezekiel 20, verses 8 to 9. But they rebelled against me and would not listen to me. They did not get rid of the vile images they had set their eyes on, nor did they forsake the idols of Egypt. So I said I would pour out my wrath on them and spend my anger against them in Egypt. But for the sake of my name, I brought them out of Egypt. I did it to keep my name from being profaned in the eyes of the nations among whom they lived and in whose sight I had revealed myself to the Israelites. There's something that I just want to, there's a sentence that I just want to focus on today, just want to speak on. It's taken from verse 9, from what we have just read. But for the sake of my name, or in other words, for my name's sake. I want to ask you a very important question. What is your name? What weight does your name carry, if any? Your name has meaning, and in some cases, for some people, your name carries power, and in others, your name has authority. If I were to mention the name Jones, any Joneses in here? People would say, well, they're nice people. They're helpful people. They are people that you can rely on. That's the Joneses. And everybody wants to be like the Joneses. Amen. And so a good name extols a person's character. The more reputable the individual, the better his or her name. Would you not agree? Oh, okay. King Solomon wrote this in Proverbs 21 Proverbs 22 and verse 1 in the Book of Wisdom. He says that a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. And Solomon was extremely rich, but his name is known for wisdom. Why do we choose a good name above riches? Perhaps because our reputation lives on way beyond the grave. If you take Dr. Martin Luther King, for example, his name lives on even though he is not existing in body, but his name is still alive years on. His name carries a good reputation. Now God's name extols his character, his integrity, it extols his reputation, his holiness, and even his glory. They are all closely linked to his name. And that's who he is, the great I am. You can depend upon God. You won't find any faults in him. That's what was said about Jesus. After they looked everywhere to try and find faults in him, they searched all over. They plotted and they schemed. Eventually, Pilate had to say to the chief priests and to the people in Luke 23 verse 4, I find no fault in this man. That was his reputation. He was faultless, and that's his name. God gave him a name, the name of Jesus, which refers to his authority and his reputation. We read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. Therefore, we all know this, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on the earth and of those under the earth. No matter what anybody might tell you, and this is the story that is going around about now, that Jesus is not his name. Don't listen to what anybody might tell you. The devil would be very happy for them to try and change his name. But the devil knows that there is power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that even at the very mention of the name of Jesus, demons flee and fly. His demons flee and fly because there is power in the name of Jesus. Power in his name. Even when you mention it, that is the reputation that it carries. When you mention his name, things happen. Somebody mention the name of, come on, mention the name of Jesus right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray according to his authority. John 15, 16. We command healing in the name of Jesus. Acts 3 and verse 6. Demons must come out when we use the name of Jesus. Acts 16, 18. We read a very interesting story in Acts chapter 19. Seven sons of the high priest, Sceva, went around trying to release people from demons. And what they're saying to these people, we preach in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. The demons, or the men who they were trying to expel the demons from, overcame them and overpowered them and gave them a beating. For my name's sake, I want to encourage somebody today. You're going to be encouraged right about now, because I'm telling you right about now that you have been made in the image of God. His name is upon you. You are marked. You are part of brand God. The Bible says that we are sons and we are daughters of the living God. That should get somebody excited. 2 Corinthians 6:18. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Therefore, we are all part, if you're a believer, we are all part of the family of God. 2 Peter 1:3-4 says that that believers are made partakers of the divine nature through God's promise. Don't you feel good about that? Thank you, Anna. You feel good about that, Anna? Partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that in Psalm 139:14, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror recently? Somebody said, yeah. Thank you, peace. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So every one of you, every believer who carry the nature of God, you have been built for success, not failure. But you can only be successful when you follow the manufacturer's manual, when you follow the word of God. That is what brings success. Many people are trying to find success in other areas, but I've come to tell somebody today, if you want to be successful, you go with the word of God. And success is necessary for the manufacturer, and the manufacturer cannot fail. He will not fail. And in this case, the manufacturer is God Almighty. Hallelujah. And He made us. He made us. And we, not we ourselves, because we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. How do I know that? He says this right in the very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 27. And God says, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Which means that we are very much like God. Ooh, shocking. You carry the very nature of God. Well, if you don't, I do. We carry the very nature of God, which means, I've come to tell somebody, if you carry the very nature of God, you cannot fail. Why? Because God cannot fail. And if we carry His nature, then it means that we cannot fail. That should get somebody excited today. But this only happens when we follow His instructions. Only happens when we follow His instructions, when we follow the manual. God has to guarantee your success. I feel there's a prophetic word that is coming. God has to. Somebody's walking away with this today. God has to guarantee your success. Not because it has anything to do with you, I'm going to tell you, but it has everything to do with Him. He has a name to protect. Do you get it? He has His name to protect. God has to guarantee your success because His name is on His product. And we are His product. Don't you feel good about that? And if we fail, then his name comes into question. God said, I will deliver you. I will prosper you. Not because of who you are or because of what you have done. But he says, I am doing this to the Israelites. He says, and he says it to you today. He says, I am doing it for my name's sake. Hallelujah. If it's even that, God, I will take it. It's my name that is on the line. You see, and that's when I'm going to tell you that. That's why when I prophesy, and that's not very often, because there are some people who prophesied and never came from God. That's why when I prophesy, or I make proclamations, I will say it out loud. Some people say, yeah, sit quiet in the corner so nobody can hear. I will say it out loud. Why? Because if God is saying it, then it has to come to pass. It puts him under pressure to fulfill his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He stands by his word. He says, for I am watching over it to perform it. Hallelujah. So I've come to tell somebody today, whatever God says to you to do, you better do it. Because you will succeed in doing it. Succeed for his name's sake. God has his reputation to protect. None of us in here, I've got to tell you, none of you were built to fail, because you have been created in the image of God. And my God never, ever fails. Ephesians 2:10 says this, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are God's product, and he does not, I'm going to tell somebody, you look at yourself in the mirror today, I'm going to tell you that my God does not produce faulty goods. Does not produce faulty goods. We have, every one of us, have been built for success. Has anybody ever seen a Mercedes Benz parked up on the side of the road, unable to move? Anybody? I've seen Fords. Sorry if you drive a Ford, please forgive me. But I thought my sister was coming for me then. I've seen Fords parked up and Vauxhalls and Nissans and No. I've never seen a Mercedes Benz. You see, they have a brand that they need to protect. You understand that? Anybody, any Mercedes drivers here? Just one. We know where the money is. Hallelujah. Praise God. More tithes, Lord. You see, you need to get excited. You have been created perfect. You see, when God finished creating you and me, he stood back. He looked at what he had created and he said, this is so good. This is really, really good. Genesis chapter 1, 31, God saw all that he had made and it was very good. Everything, every single thing that God created had purpose. And they were created perfect. And the reason they were created perfect was for His glory, so that He would get the credit. Do you understand? You see, we only became imperfect because of sin. We were created perfect, but because of sin, we became imperfect. And that is why we become sick. And that is why we die. Because actually, we were created to live forever. But what has been happening? The manufacturer, God, has been recalling the faulty goods. Any faulty goods here today? And that is why we have to be born again. That is why we have to be made anew in Christ. The old person, the old Brian, had broken down years ago. He died many years ago, and the new Brian Jones is living today. Hallelujah. Living in God's righteousness, justified just as if I had never sinned. And now, because we have our default setting restored, we can live, hallelujah, in our original state. Does anybody know where I'm going? So, our default setting has been rectified. So we're back to living just like God has created us in our perfect state, which means that everybody here who lives in Christ is a creator. Because God is a creator. He creates at the mention of a word, creation happens. And that same anointing and that same power is on the church today. With the words that come out of your mouth, you can break things down or you can build things up. There are created people right here in this gathering. I know you're creative, Emma. That's the anointing that is upon you. But you're more than that. You're a great creator. You can create things by just mentioning it, and it will happen. We have the ability, because of God, the Holy Spirit, living in us. And with just our breath, we're able to create. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Pull things down, destroy them by what we say. We build them up. In contrast to what we might think, God's actions are not dependent upon our faith. I've got to tell you, or our faithfulness. But God acts for the sake of His name. What does the Bible say in Psalms? It says time and time again. It says He restores my soul. And He leads me, come on, in paths of righteousness. Why? For His name's sake. And I thought, Psalm 23, verse 3, I thought it was because, you know, I was good. Or I'm praising, I'm attending church. But He does it for His name's sake. We have been made righteous in Christ. And you thought it's because you found righteousness. Or because you've been good or holy. But it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. I'm going to tell somebody today, God did that for his name's sake. Yes, he did. All our rubbish was taken and placed upon him so we would become righteous or justified, just as if we had not sinned. God did that for his name's sake. Psalm 31:3, for you're my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, you lead me and you guide me. In Ezekiel, there's an even greater testimony from what we've just read. After all the Israelites, you know, had done against God. Can you imagine that? He did not destroy them, but God restored them. He did not destroy them, but he blessed them. And he forgave them. Can you imagine that? And he prospered them. And God made them successful. And he said, but I acted for the sake of my name. Thank God for his name. Because today, I should not be here. But God, for his name's sake, I stand before you today. For his name's sake, I could have been somewhere else. But for his name's sake, I'm here on this Sunday morning, being able to praise God. After all, the Israelites had done from the scripture that we've just read. It says in Ezekiel 36, 24 to 28, he says, this is what God says. Just listen to this. He says, I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. And from all your idols, I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. And I will put within you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I'm going to tell you, God did all of that for his name's sake. And even though the children of Israel, they turned their backs on God, they backslid. Can you imagine that? From a God who loved them, they backslid. They worshipped idols. God says, you are a stiff-necked people. And God really wanted to wipe them out. He wanted to kill them. He did. And he did kill some of them. But he says, I will restore you and I will bless you for my name's sake. What a gracious God. Hallelujah. He says, I have a promise that I'm going to keep. I made a promise to Abraham, and I'm going to keep that because I live by my word. I'm going to fulfill every word that I've spoken to you, even though you have backslidden, even though you worship idols. He says, I'm bringing you back. Oh, what a God. I have a name, he says, to preserve. Many of us have testimonies of what God has done in our lives. Haven't we? Testimonies. What God has done in our lives. Many of us, God has healed our bodies. Many of us, God has saved us from destruction. some destructions that many of us didn't even see, but God went ahead of us and saved us from them. Many of us have prospered and have been made successful. Some of us have been made rich, even financially. Some of us have been positioned to sit in seats of greatness, and we thought that we have achieved all of that because of our intelligence or because we have been spiritual. Our faith has been intact, but God did all of that for His name's sake. Amen. I've got to tell you, for His glory, He did all of that. Hallelujah. God is about to deliver somebody today. You came to this meeting. You thought to yourself, I'm just going to church. But God says, I am sending you here because I'm going to deliver you, and I'm going to perform miracles in your life. I'm going to heal your broken body. I'm going to perform miracles in your family. I'm going to make you successful. And God says, I'm going to do all of that for my name's sake. For His name's sake. He is about to do all of that. Can I call the musicians, please? Please stand to your feet. Hallelujah. For his name's sake, a miracle is about to happen in somebody's life. For His name's sake, a breakthrough is about to take place. For His name's sake, salvation is about to happen. For His name's sake, for the sake of the name of God, something is about to break in this place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to call anybody out. But for the sake of the name of God, I'm going to declare miracles, breakthroughs in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. So if you believe in God, if you believe in God and believe that God is able, the mountain is too hard to climb for the name of God. For His name's sake, He's going to take you over it. That you've been experiencing in your body, for His name's sake, are about to go. The miracle that you've been waiting for years, for His name's sake, is about to be performed. I want you, if you have faith in this place, to raise your hand. Just raise your hands, believe in God. Only those people who want a miracle, who want something to happen in your life now, just those people, I want you to raise your hands, just those. Nobody else. Reto Kola. In the name of Jesus.